Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Quite happy now to be joined by a major league pitcher. It is Alex Cobb of the Tampa Bay Rays, and he's here to talk about his partnership with IsoBlocks and being an advocate of the padded baseball cap for pitchers. And a couple years ago, Alex, I was at the Oakland Coliseum when Brandon McCarthy took one off the head, and you know, he walked to the dugout, and we all kind of chuckled, oh, he'll have a headache tomorrow, and it was much more serious. He needed surgery to avoid dying. So when you see stuff like that, that makes you a little more squeamish, or is that just part of the territory?
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely squeamish for me to see it. Actually, a month before I got hit in the head on the same mound at Tropicana Field, we were facing the Toronto Blue Jays and J.A. Happ. Starting pitcher for them at the time, got hit in the head, and it was one of the worst things I'd seen. You know, the ball traveled all the way to the other bullpen, and I couldn't even look at the situation going on the field. You know, it was gut-wrenching. It was tough to watch. So anybody that's been at a ball game that has happened to, you know how difficult it is. I mean, it's obviously easier when you see a guy walking off, but when you see him get carried off by a stretcher and you don't know what's going on, it's a pretty scary situation.
Well, and you think about the hitter, a guy like Eric Hosmer with you, and it was Eric Ibar for McCarthy. They feel bad, but they're doing their job. They're driving the ball up the middle as hard as they can, and you don't want. And it's not like I feel sorry for the hitter, but they didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Well, I've actually gotten to talk to Eric Hosmer since that the injury. He actually came to the hospital that night, which was, you know, a huge sign of faith on his end. You know, he's extremely concerned. I think that the toughest thing, other than getting hit, would probably be the one hitting it. You know, you don't want to ever injure another player on the field, and seeing it firsthand up close and personal like that, he knows how well he hit the ball. And to see it hit somebody in the head like that, it's very tough for anybody to handle. And, you know, I saw him up in Kansas City this year, earlier in the year, and actually he was walking with his parents, and, you know, we walked down the tunnel together, and his parents were telling me how difficult it was on him for, you know, up until, you know, the end of the season, dealing with that and carrying that struggle of being the one to inflict that injury, you know. But it absolutely no hard feelings towards anybody that has done that. You know, it's absolutely their job. If anybody thinks that they can intentionally hit the pitcher, they're crazy. Ball's coming in 90 plus miles an hour and trying to hit a round ball with a round bat. And, you know, it's hard enough to just make contact, let alone hitting it exactly where you want it. So, you know, like I said, we're all good. We're on rough patch right now because I faced him for the first time since that. And he took my first pitch into the right field bleachers for a home run. So, you know, on that end, we're not doing great relationship-wise.
Well said. Alex Cobb is with us of the Rays, and we'll get a little bit more into IsoBlocks in a second. But obviously a very disappointing season so far here at the midway point. We're getting ready for the second half. We know that David Price is – we don't know if he's dangled or not. We know people are definitely asking about him. Which direction do you think that the club is going to go in? Do you think that maybe the GM will wait another month and then maybe start selling parts, or is it just it's just too early to give up on this 2014 season, right, Alex?
Absolutely. I truly, heartedly believe that we will not sell David by the July 31st deadline, and that we will give everything we have to put give us all the chances in the world to be in September and playing competitive baseball and make a playoff push. Our division is just not shown any signs of somebody running away with the division and taking this thing all the way. And we've faced everybody in our division, and there's not one team that anybody's scared of lineup-wise or playing out on the field. So we truly believe that we can win this division. Everybody in the clubhouse believes that, and I absolutely know that Madden and Andrew and the rest of the front office believe that also. So I do believe that, you know, come the end of the trade deadline, we'll be having our leader in the clubhouse, and we'll be able to make a run at this thing, and it'll be up to us by then.
Now, Alex, you mentioned your skipper there, Joe Maddon, and a really interesting character, a really fun guy to talk to whenever you guys are at the Coliseum in Oakland. I try to get a chance to at least, you know, talk to him for a second, and he's much smaller in person. It's kind of funny. And he'll grab a glove and he'll run out there and the epitome of a player's manager. But then again, you can have players managers that aren't effective. What is that thin line between discipline and also being a player's manager?
Well, I think it comes from respect. You know, when you respect a guy and you know that guy has your back, you're going to give 100% effort for him. And I think the fact that, like you said, we have struggled this year. We're in last place in our division. We've gone through some really dark times in the clubhouse. It's been a tough season for us as of late. And, you know, that speaks volumes to the way a guy reacts to those situations. And Joe in the front office has been great. Nobody's pointed any fingers. They've been 100% in our corner, backing us and believing in us. Every post-game interview, Joe said that we're about to catch fire and we're about to start rolling. And when you hear that every day from a guy that, you know, is obviously not too happy with the performance that we've put out on the field, you want to play harder for him. And no matter what situation we are in, and come September, we're going to put 100% effort out there for him. And, you know, he's deserved that from us in the way that he's handled everything that's come to us this situation. So, you know, we've won a lot of games, and it's easy to be the cheerful, happy manager in the clubhouse during that stretch. But, you know, you see somebody's true colors when you start struggling, and he's been amazing.
A couple more questions for Rays pitcher Alex Cobb. And from your time in the organization, coming up through the system, making your debut in 2011, you've kind of been there in the transition from expansion team doormat that would sign old guys to the team that was young, no more Devil Rays. Here you are winning a pennant. What has that been like to see that from a front row seat?
Yeah, I mean, from the day I got drafted in 2006, this was a team you were happy to get drafted to because they were terrible at the big league level and you thought you were going to be on a fast path to the big league. You know, that started coming to a screeching halt once I got to about high A, double A, when, you know, they really started winning games and they became a fearful team in the AL East, which is the most difficult division over the past few years, you know, decades even. So to be a part of this team now and showing up to spring training every year, and the expectations are not just to make it to the playoffs, but to go deep in the playoffs, and even in our case this year was to win the World Series. It's amazing. You buy in 100% to what the organization is doing, what they tell you they believe in, and their examples of how we're going to win games and what we need to do to win games, and you're 100% bought in. You're excited to show up spring training, knowing that you're going to have a competitive season, and come September, you're going to be, most likely, you're going to be in the playoff push. So it's been really fun to see a team that I grew up coming across the state. I grew up in Vero Beach. I came to a lot of games over here, and like you said, just a team that was a pushover, and now has become the pushers. So it's really fun to be a part of that, and you know, hopefully we'll continue for a lot more years to come.
All right, very well said. And finally, Alex, you know, we were talking about you getting hit in the head. I talked about the one I saw in person. ISO blocks. The best thing about this ISO blocks, this isn't some expensive piece of gear just for big leaguers. This is at Dick's Sporting Goods, dickssportinggoods.com, and it's for the kids. And if anybody needs them more than anyone, it are those little kids who maybe don't have that same reaction time to those comebackers.
Absolutely. That's a great point. You know, the youth product is the same technology that has been passed for MLB players and pitchers at the big league level. And, you know, anything that MLB puts their stamp of approval on has gone through a huge amount of extensive research and testing. So the fact that they've been able to implement that at the youth, a youth product that's very compatible with guys and not being too cumbersome with them playing on the mound is huge. You know, and I know a lot of parents out there are biting their fingernails when their boy or girl's out on the mound throwing and, you know, seeing balls hit sharply back at them with these aluminum bats. So anything we can do to help protect, take it to the next level, especially at a vulnerable age of these kids that are still developing, especially in brain growth and everything that goes along with that, to try to protect that is going to be huge. And I'm very excited to be able to be on board with IsoBlox and trying to make that very aware to all the parents out there with little leaguers.
All right, I want to remind everybody, DickSportingGoods.com for the IsoBlox, and it is affordable retail price at $59.99. As I said, it is reachable for everyone out there. Hey, listen, Alex, very nice of you to take the time to drop by. Best of luck to the Rays. You guys remind me a lot of my A's. It's a very loose clubhouse. The payroll's not exorbitant. You're in a stadium that people criticize. So you guys kind of remind me of my A's. So best of luck in the East, and we'll hopefully catch up with you down the road.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be out in Oakland later on this month, I think. So we'll see you out there.
All right, I'll catch up with you then. Take care, bud.
All right, take care, bud.